Guys, all good? Can I edit all of this out?
No, we did.
No.
All right, let's go.
All right. Welcome to another episode of ABA Mom. I'm your host, Allie, and today I have joining with me my dad, Will, and my husband, Dee. They both work at group homes. Dan works as a manager, and Will, my dad, works as a staff member. And we both have our experience with kids and my dad with kids and grandkids. So welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you for finally
allowing me to be here. Sorry, yeah,
okay. Appreciate that. Thank you for letting me be on here finally. It's nice to be welcomed.
Oh, hello. Yes, it's great. I've been waiting for this day for a while. Excellent.
I'm glad that you're here.
I wish I was number one, but I was number four. Is this the fourth episode?
This is the seventh episode.
Seven's a good lucky number.
Oh my gosh, okay. You guys.
I've been blowing it up for a while. It's my phone.
So. Yeah, I'll post some bloopers later. Okay, guys, let's go ahead and dive into it. So what were your backgrounds before working at the group home? Dad, do you want to go first?
How much time do you have?
Just go for it.
Oh, wow.
Go for it. What were your...
I mean, really, my first major... I've always worked in the public, so I was... At age 20, I was a flight attendant for Eastern Airlines, a major airline, and flying all around the Caribbean and all parts of the world. Pretty cool job. Didn't work with the same people every day. Just, you know, working with the public, make sure that people are happy and got their way. And went on to, like, several years later, Disney World, same thing. Worked room service, met a lot of celebrities, and or just everybody was a VIP. That's how they look at it. So.
And you got a lot of
I learned a lot about, I mean, I already worked in restaurants before, but like really fine dining service kind of stuff. So you're dealing with high end and high expectations and also the public. So,
yeah.
I mean, that's always been the jobs. And the job I have is working in a group home where you have a small audience versus a larger audience.
It's definitely different because you have to, versus the customer service aspect, you're now taking care of people. So yep. It's definitely different. So what was your background?
So before this, I started in the school system. I was a paraprofessional in the ASD unit for a while. And I left that to go work for the state of Florida to be a juvenile probation officer, detention officer. And I became an RBT, and now here I am.
And then what are you going to school for?
I'm going to school to be a BCABA.
Awesome. And I feel like you weren't influenced yet whatsoever.
Yeah.
So how do you feel that ABA has helped you both as a parent and a grandparent? What do you think, Dad?
Oh, I'm much more calmer. I used to like flip out. Why is stuff in this dishes in the sink and why is the trash all over the floor? Now I'm much more like, hey, don't use my towels as a hand towel and don't do this. And maybe think about doing that. I don't know. I'm more calmer, I guess. So.
Maybe like I think you
chills me
like
out.
Another level of like understanding too.
Yes,
a whole different.
It's totally a different understanding for sure.
What about you? It's
definitely a whole different level of understanding.
Like I know when I first met you because we are a blended family, and our son, was three at the time. So like, what were some of the struggles, and like, what do you wish that you knew then that you know now?
I wish I knew how to plan it more. To be honest with you.
That's fair. That's important. Ignoring is very important. It can definitely help. So what are some, without giving any identifying information, what are some success stories that you've had? What have you had, Dad?
There's been a few. I guess the ones stands out for me is like something that blows me away. Like I'm going to plan this and see if it works, like a probe kind of thing. I just got. So I'll say something like this one person, the guy didn't like to take a shower. And if you told him to take a shower, he would be upset about taking a shower. So gotta have a different way of like kind of seeing if he would take a shower, kind of a probe thing. In a way, what happened with this person, I'm sorry, is that I said, hey, if you're gonna help me clean, do food preparation tonight, or, you know, cooking training, you gotta wash your hands. I know you don't wanna take a shower. You gotta wash your hands.
Yeah.
And he's fair. Like, looked at me and then going, that's all I care about. Just wash your hands and then you can handle food.
Yeah.
And that guy went right in the shower, took a shower, and got the whole thing done. I'm like, all right, that's a win, you know?
Yeah, that's awesome. Just get your hands. Yeah. Cool. So, what about you? What
success story? I think the biggest success story was when I first started working in the school system, you know, I was in ASD unit in a very, very challenging case. I was with him for about 2 years. Just became close with her, the student and the family, and helping them out. And I left the school system, and you know, it was cool is that I saw them passing in public, the teacher, that from the classroom, and we all met, and we start talking how everybody's doing, blah blah blah, and then you know, they asked me to actually walk them across, you know, the elementary school graduation stage, and that was really cool.
Definitely. That's awesome. That's super cool, and it's good to have that like rapport with like the families too. I always love that too. So what are some things that you feel that I feel like my dad has quite a few answers to this. I want to instill in the grandkids now that you do have this knowledge. What are some
things? Well, my dad go first. When I'm in my job, I think it's a really cool thing. There's a plan, and then there's like a book for each person with their, you know, everything in it. I have to say, I think behavior plan at every host could probably be a good thing. You know, have like, hey, don't make them do this or that, but have them do these things and he feels better about it. And then more repetition or good habits and bad habits. You know, you got 30 days of doing things, the same thing over and over and over becomes a habit, good or bad. So if you could change that and nick it in the butt and then they feel like, you know, they're accomplishing the, you have a journal of it. I think that's a great thing. You know, so it's kind of like what we call a green book thing. You know?
Yeah. Which just for those who don't know, like kind of what my dad's talking about as far as a green book is like there's a behavior plan, but there's also the data to kind of track, but also sometimes they put like reward systems in there too. So they have like different token systems and things like that, that they might be using and just track whether or not they're earning the rewards, whether that's like daily or weekly, right? Some of them have like a monthly thing too, that like a big monthly one too. What about you? So what are some things that now that you have that knowledge and some ABA background, like what do you think, like some things that you want to install still like in our kids? What do you think?
First of all, I will chime in.
He said he thinks that they need like a green book, like, you know, like to say like, okay, like 30 days to have this. Yeah, they're right.
I mean, I think they need some. I gotta cut this out.
They need to learn life skills. Yeah.
But if you have a goal chart set up, they can check off how they're doing and then measure that.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't like, some people are like resentment of that, but I think everybody wants to know what they are. Everybody wants to know I'm a Capricorn. What's my thing today? You know, or I've weighed 120 pounds. What's my goal today? Or whatever it is. Everybody wants to know something about themselves. That's easy.
Exactly. I like that too.
But everybody wants to know, how am I doing on the graph? Yeah. Oh, how am I doing? Who's watching me? Oh, it's 68% of a USA? Yeah. I don't know, something like that. You know, everybody wants rewards. That's it. I have a reward waiting for me at the end of the show.
Yeah, who's watching me? He's got this. Yeah, he says it a lot.
We have a reward waiting for us after the show.
You're right. There's some reinforcement at the end of the show.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, especially since you love to see an individual and like he earns it. Used before, I used to just, you know, take it away and not, you know, like a normal parent would just, you know, you can't have it. But, you know, explaining to him why he can't have it, giving him alternatives and, you know, all about choices, you know, he can make the choice if he wants to earn it or not. And if he does earn it, he trades a token and then he plays Fortnite. It's a big reward system for him. Right.
And I think too, that, like that language too, and like instead of saying like you're taking away because then there's nothing to earn, but then having something to earn, like there's always something to look forward to. It's like, hey, you didn't earn this today. Like work, let's work for it tomorrow. So I think that to like changing that vocab too, I think that makes a big difference. There's always something to work towards.
Yeah, definitely makes a big change.
Yeah. Yeah. So just kind of give me some background for like those who don't really understand like the group home, and like they both were at a group home that specifically works with people with disabilities too, and it's ABA focused. It's an intensive behavioral group home. So can you kind of just explain what the day-to-day kind of looks like?
They always, you know, when I show up, not everybody's home yet. They're all coming back from their daily routines, or they go to a class here, or I'm not going to say it all, they got programs, they go work. Some go to high school, whatever it is. And they come back, and then we give them a little chill-out space, kind of like, you know, like, well, take out your lunch, whatever, and do that kind of stuff. And then they kind of chill out for a while. And then we start on our little weekly, or just our trainings for the day and get going. And what that means is just kind of focus on how to make them more independent And that's a daily thing. But overall, that's pretty much what they do is train a little bit. And then we go on an outing and we cook dinner. And then we go on a little outing and just, you know, kind of have some free time for themselves every day. Like and that, I don't know. It's a good thing.
It's just a little bit different for you because you're kind of like overseeing like the house. Like my dad's like directly like in the house, like working directly with the clients, and you work directly with the clients too, but you also kind of oversee. So all right. So I want to do a quick round. Oh, go ahead.
It's okay. You know, clearing my throat. Thank you. Appreciate that.
You're still talking? No.
Still talking. Thank God we're not
it's
live.
Like just every life.
I feel like we're live.
Like I get talked over. It's okay. You should leave it.
This guy's starting to wake up.
It's true.
He's making his move.
That they enjoy and, you know, gaining experiences.
Love it. Yeah. And I like that there's like the community outings too, because it's so important. Not only that, but they're doing those skills in the environment, but just being able to go and be a part of the community too. I think that's huge. And that's important too. And plus it's like a reinforcer for a lot of them. Sometimes they'll pick like different outings to go on too. So let's do some quick ABA questions. You guys ready?
Ooh, fire away.
All right.
Thank God it's not that it is. Live.
What is your favorite reinforcement strategy?
Well, you just touched on that. I mean, I would say giving them positive praise, but that's not enough. I would say more like what you said about going on the outings and seeing how they react or outside their confines of their home and their strat, you know, their everyday. Because they got to do all these things they got to do every day. And when they get outside their little box, yeah. Pretty cool to see.
Yeah, that's awesome.
What's yours?
That's mine.
Top him. Top that guy. Oh, he's the bomb, that one.
He knows I have a good day. I'm doing good. He knows he's going to get it. But seeing him, you know, knowing what he has to do to earn it. And when he doesn't, you know, he gets upset. But it's he knows that I'm not telling him he can't play because for no reason. And you can ask him that. Yeah, I did this. I don't know if I'm going to try again for later. It definitely goes a long way.
Yeah. And that consistency too, like you're super consistent with him with that. So what's Jeff, you can see his teeth. You're still on the camera.
You're still there.
That's okay.
All right, I'm just letting you know. One word to describe your work environment. So Dad, what's one word that if you had to describe your work environment? Look, our friend.
He is coming. That's why I keep looking down here. It's great. I mean, it's a lot of repetition stuff, which is a regimen of the daily routine stuff. And if you get on that, it's simple as that, but sometimes it goes off track in a good way or a bad way. And the good way is like, you know, hey, we're going on a 4-hour outing and we're going to go out for a big dinner and we don't have to cook and clean and do all the other extra chores and stuff. So that's nice. Or it could be not a great thing. And then that takes off your, and then you're backpedaling to get everything done
right. That
I have to do. But they know what they have to do every day. And that's a good thing. My guys, anyway.
No,
they try to accomplish that every day.
So how would you describe it?
Oh, I have no day that, you know, everyone likes repetition. And like, that's great. It's a household. Household. Things come up. You got to be able to adjust. So there's, you have to be ready to be able to go with the wind. And, you know,
get
just
up,
flow.
Buddy.
Yeah, you're right.
Get up.
You know, you need that.
I think that's important too, like in our field, like you always have to be adaptable because things change. Like it's not all always black and white for sure. We have another guest on our show. We have Baby Daniel.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy, what you think?
Big DW.
Look.
Oh, that way. Hello. Tell them all about it. So, what's your favorite part of the day? Sleeping?
All right.
Sleeping, eating, or what?
Last question. So, if you could teach one ABA strategy, what would you teach? What do you think, Dad?
Oh, my gosh. I think I Googled this, and I probably got it right.
I love it.
But an ABA strategist. Is that where I say good praising?
Yeah.
I like good praising. Good job, buddy. You're doing great. And I like being surprised that they do something that they helped out with. Like, oh, well, gosh, that's a really good job, man. Thanks.
Yeah.
That surprised me. And the ones like, I'm trying to get them to do something, and they do it, and they do a good job. That's kind of not as cool as, like, you know, surprise. Like, hey, I just took the trash out for you.
Yeah.
Like, great. That's fantastic. Did it very independently.
Yeah.
So.
What do you think? Go ahead.
I'm just saying that he's pretty independent.
He's pretty independent. What do you think, Keith?
Sidebar.
Sorry.
I love it.
Sidebar, this can be so much editing. That everyone needs to know would be plenty more, especially our kids.
Okay, so this is your... Your
who got
yeah,
you
so I, one strategy would be planning a ring. But the only thing I want to add to the planning a ring is like not ignoring all behavior, just the behavior you don't want to see. Because I think that too, I think you guys actually work together, so like positive praise for the behavior you want to see more of, and then
planning ignoring the behavior you don't want
to see. All right, guys. Before we wrap up, is there anything else you would like to share?
I think I have Greek yogurt on my shirt at the moment. I'm absolutely.
Oh, this is great. This is my favorite episode so far, just saying. All right, guys. Well, thank you for tuning in to another episode of ABA Mom. Make sure to like and subscribe if you enjoyed this episode. If you have any comments or questions, feel free to reach out on all social media outlets at ABA Mom. All right. Thanks, everyone.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, and remember, you're not alone on this journey, too.
You are not.
Did they get in there?
Okay.
Don't forget what?
You're not alone on this journey.
Oh,
we're on a journey together.
That's your sign off. You gotta. Yeah. You gotta put that in there.
I did. I said it also.
But see, you almost forgot it. See, guys.
I did. I know. Oh, shoot.
Shit. Go back.
We need to do something real quick.
Oh yeah. Are we doing it?
We're doing it.
All right.
This is our reinforcer. My dad's suggestion.
Oh, really? Blame it on me.
All right.
After the show.
After the show party. All right. Wait. I don't know. I'm not really good at this.
No. Hold on, buddy.
Hold on. Oh, Dad. Wow. Okay.